This is the Big Pond.
He is a soccer legend in Germany as player and as coach, Jürgen Klinsmann. He also coached the US men's soccer team and was fired from that job in 2016. Jürgen Klinsmann has anything but retired. Now he created an international youth soccer tournament in Southern California, the Silver Lakes Cup. In the summer of 2018, teams from Mexico, the United States, and from Germany came to play. It is hot, breathtaking, sweat-dripping hot, 108 degrees Fahrenheit hot. There is no shade on the 24 full-size soccer fields of the Silver Lake Sports Complex in Norco, 1 hour east of downtown Los Angeles. On one of the fields with perfectly green, fresh grass, young athletes in black and yellow jerseys play as if it were a cool spring day. They chase the ball, pass down the field and jump high into the air trying to drill headers between the goalposts. It's the U19 team, young players under 19 of BVB Dortmund, one of the most legendary and successful clubs of Germany's Bundesliga. They are practicing for the inaugural edition of the International Silver Lakes Cup, which is starting in 2 days.
Well, of course, if we start to play, we want to win.
This is Dortmund coach Benjamin Hoffmann. The team has come to California a day earlier than the competitors. This is already their third practice in 2 days.
It's a competition, it's a challenge against the new team, it's against international teams. It's also for the boys to get experience to another culture. So it's not only the tournament, it's also to get in touch with maybe American people, how they live, get to know the people better. So maybe the boys learn something out of that to make them better men.
It will be exciting, the coach says, to play a tournament against youth teams from Mexican Liga MX and the MLS. Guadalajara, Club Atlas, Club Tijuana, LA Galaxy, Real Salt Lake and Real SoCal. Dortmund will also face two teams they know from playing in Germany. Their Bundesliga rivals, VfB Stuttgart, and the current German U19 champion, Hertha BSC Berlin. To be part of the inaugural edition of the International Silver Lakes Cup is special, Hoffmann says, also because of the person who initiated the tournament, Jürgen Klinsmann.
Well, it all begins with an email from Jürgen Klinsmann to our marketing department, and we were all excited to go. It was LA, it's a brilliant city. Yeah, it was also the name of Jürgen Klinsmann, to get to know him, to get in touch with him. In Germany, of course, he's really famous. For us, he's a hero. We're all excited to meet him. So we said, yeah, let's do it.
Not everybody in the United States knows Jürgen Klinsmann. In Germany, he is a soccer legend. Klinsmann was a striker for top teams in the Bundesliga in Italy, France and England. This son of bakers, who grew up in a small village in the south German region of Swabia, was the German top scorer in 1988.
Klinsmann on the stretch himself, and he's guided it into the corner.
As striker for the German team, he won the World Cup in 1990 and the European Championship in 1996. These are just a few highlights of his career as a soccer player. Then, in 2004, he became coach of the German national soccer team and led it to third place in the 2006 World Cup. 5 years later, Klinsmann was hired as head coach of the U.S. men's team.
What I really want to do over the next weeks and months is, you know, to get as much information as possible to understand, you know, the culture that is within the federation there, the resources, you know, the ideas.
Klinsmann won a lot of fan support, leading the U.S. team out of the so-called group of death at the following World Cup in 2014. But the qualification for 2018 didn't go well, and he was fired from the job in November 2016. Now here, on the sidelines of Southern California soccer fields, Klinsmann looks like just another soccer enthusiast, a very fit and athletic one. His blonde hair is cropped short, he's wearing khaki shorts, t-shirt and blue suede sneakers. He does not seem to be affected by the heat at all, just very excited to have the first team practicing for the tournament he helped create.
We want them to experience not only a wonderful tournament from a soccer point of view, but also we want them to experience, you know, how other teams function, what is Southern California like, you know, just to really get an impression about Los Angeles and this area that they never experienced before.
Having been a very competitive player, he understands and supports each team's ambition to win. But Klinsmann says this tournament aims to deliver more for players and coaches. Some of them have traveled very far to be part of the event. The German athletes sat in tight airplane seats for more than 14 hours to get here. They and most of the Mexican players have never been to California, not even to the United States. They only know the country from movies, books, and video games. None of them has gotten up close and personal with competitors from a different country for a few days. This is all about to change.
It's always kind of the first impression that you get of a place where you travel to that leaves a mark for your entire life. We just would love to see these teams to experience the cultural elements of Southern California, you know, the open-mindedness from the beach to the Inland Empire. Just take it all in and make your own judgment and take those thoughts and those feelings home. And I think if they do that with an open-mindedness, they will be blown away.
When the teams are not competing on the pitch, they will stay together in a dorm at UC Irvine, visit the Santa Monica Pier, watch a surfing competition, see Hollywood studios, and the local NFL team, the Los Angeles Rams, practice. Dortmund's practice is over. The players walk into the clubhouse's air-conditioned restaurant and choose from a buffet of salads and burgers. Team captain Patrick Osterhage admits that they still have to adjust to California's time zone and climate.
Ja, also ist natürlich sehr warm, auch mit dem Jetlag vielleicht noch ein bisschen natürlich anstrengend, aber es macht auf jeden Fall auch sehr viel Spaß trotz der Hitze.
Even with heat and jetlag, it is fun to play. The tall 18-year-old with broad shoulders and blonde hair says, wiping sweat from his forehead. Playing against ambitious opponents for 90 minutes is a challenge the team is looking forward to, he concludes, as much as getting to know players from other countries.
Ja, auf so einem Turnieren, das ist ja auch immer, dass man sich dann mit den anderen Mannschaften vielleicht mal unterhält und Sport ist, verbindet ja auch.
Sport can connect people, he says, and given everything that is happening in politics, this tournament might even set an example for connecting across borders.
Vielleicht auch ein Zeichen setzt mit dem Sport gegen die Politik oder so in die Richtung.
This is exactly what Klinsmann has in mind. He gets excited talking about connections being made during the coming week on and off the field.
We want them to come out of their shell. I mean, in a certain way, you know, leave your comfort zone, meaning your team environment specific, and go to the other players, ask them questions, and who knows, maybe there are some friendships they're making in the dorms of University of Irvine for a lifetime. Maybe they exchange their phone numbers and suddenly start being on social media connected, and maybe one kid goes next year to Berlin and has a place to stay.
Another heat wave is bringing triple-digit temperatures to the Inland Empire.
It stays hot in Southern California. Initially, Klinsmann wanted to have games played all day on one field. Now, two games are happening at the same time, with the final whistles blowing at 1:30. Fans are looking on from bleachers and the sidelines. 15-year-old Sebastian Silvian wears a Barcelona jersey. He sits with his mom between two soccer fields on folding chairs under a colorful umbrella. They drove almost an hour to watch high-level games from international teams.
So we've never really seen other teams from other like parts of the world and countries, so we might as well just come here and see how they play. So like in the future, when I come here and play myself, I can see what's new and what's going on.
Sebastian just joined a soccer academy that is practicing at the Silver Lake Sports Complex. He wants to become a professional soccer player in the Spanish League and represent the United States in the World Cup of 2026, which will be played in the US, Mexico, and Canada. So far, he is impressed by the strength and quickness of the German players, but not by the strategy.
As I can see, they're just kind of like defending. They're just holding back. They're not really pressuring right now because they're being dominated. So the best thing they're doing is just holding back, just maintaining.
Mark Partida and his daughter Natalia also brought their own umbrella and stuck it between two benches on the bleachers. They are both in shorts and polo shirts, Natalia with a long ponytail, watching Dortmund playing Real Salt Lake. Mark has taken a day off from work to take Natalia to the tournament.
I wanted her to just to watch a little bit of, better of the pace. I mean, the guys are, the attack is so fierce. So we just wanted to see a higher level of play on the pitch.
Natalia, a high school junior, hopes to get a soccer scholarship to pay for college. To be able to watch young athletes from three different countries compete in her sport is priceless, she says.
If you want to like see these type of teams, usually you have to go like pretty far just to like get one game, and like here we have a bunch. So I think it's really cool. It's really like fast paced, and like you can tell like they work like really hard, even if it's like really hot outside. They look really good.
Natalia has never heard of Jürgen Klinsmann. She is more interested in the US women's team. When she learns about some highlights of the German soccer legend's career, she is even happier to have come to the tournament.
I think that's really cool. I mean, from being a player and then a coach and then here in the United States, that's amazing, really. That sounds like a dream come true.
Finally, after 3 days of group games, the players enjoy a day off at the ocean. A light fog coming in from the water does not stop them from taking videos and jumping into the Pacific.
Ready, go! Go!
Then it's time for barbecue, beach soccer, and people watching. When they first arrived at the dorm and the sports complex, most of them were shy and stayed among their own group of players. Then they met on the field, played video games together, helped each other using the laundry machines, and shared other chores like getting water for the dormitory rooms and taking the trash out. They also connected on their tours to Southern California sightseeing attractions. Everybody is very happy to be part of this experience.
It's a different world. We come from Germany, so it's good to see that there's another world, other people. They are very, very nice to us. All people, so it's good to see it.
Today we're just at the beach, just having a good time, bonding with the other teams and with each other, and it's a really good experience.
This is so pretty, and the people is very friendly. Playing with my friends, like in the ocean.
Everything was nice. We like right here, we got food, we got water, we got everything, so it was a nice week.
The coaches enjoyed talking about practice and game strategy among themselves and getting some insights from Jürgen Klinsmann. Most of all, they love watching the young players opening up and learning more about other countries, their culture, their language, and of course, their way of playing soccer. Martin Vasquez from Real Salt Lake and Atlas coach Omar Flores.
Our players become better, more mature, more intelligent, and they see the level, you know, a higher level, so that's very motivating and very helpful to be able to develop that in them.
It's very good for our young players to come and see and play with this kind of teams. They have a good players. They have another kind of size of the body and very good technique to play. And this kind of tournament, it's a party that we have to enjoy, see the union for the players.
The final has come. Two German teams face each other. 2018 under-19 champion Berlin in blue and white, and the 2017 champion Dortmund in black and yellow. The opponents are fighting hard under the relentless sun to become the first ever team to win the Silver Lakes Cup trophy. The game is streamed live online.
Erte on the attack here. First time they've really got a look at it. Jonas Michael Brink cuts it back. Defender falls for Dortmund, still alive, and that one's shot on the outside of the goal.
On the soccer fields around them, boys and girls from Southern California youth clubs are practicing while parents and coaches watch on the sidelines. Jürgen Klinsmann leans over the guardrail of an elevated platform next to the field where Dortmund and Hertha are fighting it out. A few minutes before the end, he sits down to share his thoughts about the tournament during the live streaming.
And having three Bundesliga teams coming over enjoying this week of under-19-year-old soccer is a real treat for everyone involved. And I think all the teams, also the two Mexican teams that came in from Guadalajara and from Tijuana, experienced a very special place where we live here.
Their best possession, here's a chance here. Second half sub, lets it go, and it's in! Oh, a banger of a goal, and Hertha make it two!
Hertha Berlin wins the final 3-1, and Jürgen Klinsmann hands the crystal bowl over to the young men in blue and white. Then it is time for them to shower and head to the airport with the other teams from Germany and Mexico. One exciting week has come to an end. They will come home exhausted and exhilarated at the same time, with new phone numbers, videos, and pictures saved on their smartphones. What exactly this experience means for their lives might only sink in a few weeks from now. It might just have changed a few players' lives, Jürgen Klinsmann says. He hopes that all of this is just a beginning.
We envision this a yearly event on this high quality, under 19 level. And our vision is that from the players that come in through these, you know, year-by-year tournaments, that we see them one day in the national teams playing for their countries.
The coolest thing, of course, would be for them to meet again here in the United States 8 years from now, playing for their countries in the 2026 World Cup. This is Kerstin Zilm, reporting from Los Angeles.
Wunderbar Together. You've been listening to The Big Pod, a series of dialogues between Germans and Americans, coming to you from PRX and the Goethe Institute.